This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
To talk all things Cleveland sports, starting with the Browns, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on John Fanta, college basketball on Fox, and more importantly, Cleveland Zone. John, welcome to the show, buddy.
Fellas, it's terrific to be with you. Football is back. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Well, this is where we're starting because I've had a couple, conversations with Browns fans who say I've never been less excited for a Browns season. I've never been more excited to move on from the Deshaun thing and to just see what this team is and where they are this year. I'm pretty excited for a team that might end up going 3-14. Where are you with them?
Yeah, I'm excited too. I do think that this is a fascinating training camp. And I also think that when you can walk into a season, right, and you know that there's intrigue at the quarterback position from a standpoint of who are they going to pick, but then what else does the rest of the roster hold? For instance, a DeJuan Jones, is he going to be the long-term answer at left tackle for this team? How does the offensive line work with frankly, I mean, guys, I think we would all agree that when Deshaun Watson was in there last year, and it's not to heap on him, but the fact is when he was under center for this football team, it was very hard to evaluate the other pieces on the team because the quarterback play was that rough. I'm hoping that at least for a sector of the season, when you are trying to win, I know you want a high draft pick next spring, but that's not what Kevin Stefanski's showing up to week one against the Cincinnati Bengals for. You want to see, does David Njoku still possess the skill set to go and get you 1,000 yards, to go and do the things that you want him to do? Does this wide receiver core, what's the story beyond Jerry Jeudy? And what can Cedric Tillman give you this upcoming season? And then defensively, Myles Garrett has now, make no mistake about it, the Browns still made one of the biggest extension signings in the National Football League. By giving Myles Garrett his deal, what are the expectations now? The expectations are for Myles Garrett to be as good of a defensive player as any in football. And now I want to see, what does Carson Schwestinger look like? Obviously, they thought that he was going to be a solid piece. What does Mason Graham do for Myles Garrett and vice versa? And then in terms of the defensive backfield, this secondary, can they stay healthy? It's time for Ronnie Hickman. It's time for Grant Delpit. It's time for these guys in the secondary, Martin Emerson too, to show up and show, hey, that year one Jim Schwartz defense, we could get back there. We could be a really good unit. And you know why? Because our offense is actually doing something. Last year, we didn't even know what our offense was. We ourselves had no idea what our offensive identity was because we didn't have quarterback play. And we didn't have a scheme that lined up to the head coach's scheme. So I am intrigued, Nick and Jonathan, because it's not a, for me, and it's not a cop-out. I'm not looking at it from the standpoint of I need to see what the final record is. No, I'm looking at it from, does this football team, does this organization have pieces that are progressing, showing that they're worth another contract, showing that they could take the next step? Because here's what's fascinating. If the majority of those pieces are not showing that, and your draft picks continue to flop, then what does that mean? It means there's a light at the end of the tunnel from the standpoint of if the bottom falls out that badly, then there's going to be changes and there's going to be a new regime. So there's a lot of intrigue with this camp and with this season because there's a lot of fascinating avenues that this organization is going to take from this point.
Yeah, John, in an odd way, I almost think this training camp and some of the preseason games has an opportunity to be just as, if not more exciting than some of the actual games itself this year.
I agree with that. I think the preseason games are, if used correctly, let's face it, last year the Browns, they were treating the preseason like a team that was coming off the playoffs. And I understood why Kevin Stefanski did that. And, you know, this is going to be a hot-button topic throughout the entire league about playing versus sitting. Very few Browns should be sitting during the preseason, if any. But, you know, other than Myles Garrett, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, oh, they've got to sit no matter what. The quarterback play is you got to monitor it every single day. And I think this competition is real. I think there's a level of mystery to it. Of course, we all want clarity, and perhaps that helps. But if there were clarity, we'd already have it. And so that means that if you're a fan, this is actually a year where I would want to show up to training camp. Because if you're a fan, you're looking at what everybody else is looking at and who looks the most present, who looks like the best leader, what are guys saying? You know, when you have a quarterback competition, sometimes what the guys are saying says it all. And I will say that's where Joe Flacco has a leg up in this competition. This is something that's not getting brought up. Because, guys, there are people in that Browns locker room who have been a part of success with Joe. Not years of success, but a run of success. And a run of more success than prior times. So if in the preseason you're hearing players say, you know, that's Joe, man. He's a leader. It's what he does. He's got the instincts. Or if somebody says, you know, Kenny Pickett's not getting enough credit. And actually he could be a guy that he deserves some more respect. Just because he wore a different jersey doesn't mean that we don't think that he's capable. Or, hey, you know what? Dylan Gabriel's size doesn't actually impact him, which I actually think of the four quarterbacks, guys, that is my most intriguing question of the preseason. Because when the Browns drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round, we all went, what? They could have gotten him in the fifth round. So my question is now, in preseason games against certain guys that are not going to be on NFL rosters, a lot of them, does the size actually impact him that negatively? If it does, To use a third-round pick, the Browns must have believed that the size was not going to be a reason why he would be held back. Of the four quarterbacks, it's Gabriel who I'm most intrigued by, actually, not Shador, because I think Shador's got some ability, some talent. For me, it's like with this regime, they took that kid in the third round. Does he look like he's just not ready at all in the preseason, or does he look like a guy that actually has an amount of upside? You don't take a quarterback in the third round based on who was on the board at that time unless you think something of him.
John Fanta asking, does size matter on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan?
I think it does, John. Oh, I think it does.
John, draw up the perfect quarterback situation to play out this year for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, you asked perfect. The perfect quarterback situation is probably not a realistic one, but the perfect quarterback situation is Shador Sanders wins the job and he pops off and everything goes right. And he becomes this franchise's quarterback. That's the perfect situation because in my opinion, that's good. One, that would mean that he's doing something to help your football team win more than three games. And two, that then you don't have to exhaust the top 5 to 10 pick. I won't count the Browns in this, but I don't think Jacksonville's going to be a good football team. So a top 5 to 10 pick on another quarterback. Like, of course, you have a safety net. You do. Of, you know what? We've stacked up assets to take another quarterback. You know, if I don't think it'll be, but if it's Arch Manning that you want to go hard after, okay. You know, that option is in play. Or name whoever that quarterback is that comes on the scene and really shows that they're worthy. There's a couple of them. This could be a good class to take quarterbacks, certainly better than this past year's one. So for me, that's the perfect situation, right? Is it the most realistic? I'll go realistic, perfect situation. Realistic, perfect situation is that one of the veteran guys starts the season, okay, and shows some good enough signs, also shows who on this roster is worthy, who on this roster is still just not very good and doesn't depend, particularly the offense, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Like, let's find out some answers. Let's find out some answers in the backfield. You know, you said goodbye to Nick Chubb. All right, well, now you're in a position at the running back spot where I know that the Judkins thing is real, but the fact is you've got Jerome Ford, you've got Dylan Sampson, who I've heard good things about. You know, like, what's that going to look like for this football team? And you get through the early portion of the schedule, right? Like, I kind of look at it from the standpoint of you get through those 6 games from Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings, Steelers, okay? And it's in Pittsburgh. And then you say, you know what? Our football team, we are what we are. We're going to be best case is we're going to be a 7-10 football team if Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco lead us healthily the entire season. All right, so that's what we're going to be. We're going to make a change. We're going to go with a rookie. And you know what? We're going to finish 8-9, and we're going to learn a lot about ourselves, and we're going to say that either one of the rookies by the season's end, we believe that we have gotten a quarterback for the future. And, oh, by the way, we've got some draft capital. So if we'd like to, we could stockpile our quarterback room with another really, really quality quarterback come NFL draft time. Or we say, you know what, we don't want to exhaust either first rounder on that. We believe in a second rounder. And we think that Kevin Stefanski still has the fastball. He's found his quarterback for the next 10 years, whether that's Sanders, whether that's Gabriel, although I think Gabriel's a longer shot to find that out about now. But that would be the perfect scenario. You find out by the end of the season that you've got a quarterback for your franchise, and you don't have to pick in the top 3 of the draft, and it has to be a quarterback.
All right, John, not that I'm saying you ever left, but are you back in on the Guardians?
Well, I never left. Nick Wilson and I have been in Section 151. We've just been talking. I mean, Nick, did you and I ever leave the ballpark? In fact, if I'm correct, I think Jonathan Peterlin's missed like 3 straight starts from Slade Zaccone.
Oh, no, Slade did an interview on Baskin and Phelps. You didn't get the update. And he went so pitching nerd dumb on me that I became an instant fan, John. This is why he's got 6 different pitches, and he's evolving as a starting pitcher. He's using them. He's mixing. He's matching.
Oh.
He's making the ball dance out there, John. Mm. And after that interview, I was like, that's a pitching geek. I like that.
Seems like revisionist history.
I like that. I like that guy right there. That's Slade. Always been in his corner.
Well, I am. I'm more in than I was. I was never fully out, as you guys know, and a certain rant went to the internet a couple weeks back when I said I just think, and I still, this recent run actually shows a little bit, you know, that for us to go to extremes, it was all relative to last year. And let's face it, guys. None of us heading into last season had Cleveland going to the American League Championship Series. And it was an amazing run, and that's what made it so remarkable. This season, up until about 10 days ago, had shown us the amount of flaws and vulnerabilities. I think you could say, and we said this before, that the front office missed with the money that they had on several signings, while also saying that the front office for the better part of the last decade has made mostly smart, very strategic, measured moves. Now, that wasn't the popular take because people want the Mets or the Dodgers or the Yankees payroll. And again, you're just going to be yelling at clouds forever until, well, nothing changes because it's just not going to happen unless Rob Manfred and baseball change up and say owners have to spend X amount at least which who knows, could happen in a couple years. But I'm more in than I was. I still, you know, do I think that this is a team that is going to make the playoffs? I would say today I'd vote no, and it's not just because they're out of it. I still just don't trust their lineup for a long enough stretch to say that they're going to, but that could change. You know, if they – obviously they've had some AAA injuries, but they've got the makeup still, and they have an MVP in Jose Ramirez who – last night, that three-run homer changed the trajectory of the game. And now, you know, this is the crucial window. Like, they had to take three of four from Baltimore. They took the first one. They've got to take two of three. Then they've got to take two of three from the Royals. And you probably have to sweep the Colorado Rockies. But all of a sudden, when a baseball team wins 17 of 22 or 18 of 23, yeah, like, they're hanging around. And, you know, people shouldn't get mad if they don't. I think they're going to look to sell a part off at the deadline. I don't think the chances of it happening are very high. And I think the Guardians are in a mix of a lot of teams. That third wild card, Nick and JP, has caused a lot of dilution to baseball and how much trade deadline activity there is. Not because I actually think the Guardians would make a move to sell somebody off for their trajectory heading into 2026 and beyond, if not in the current season. But because I think they acknowledge they're not a championship contender. They're just not. But I do like the starting rotation. Gavin Williams' performance over the weekend was very encouraging. Bybee gave him length last night. Like, they have saved the bullpen here out of the break. So, you know, if this is as bad as it gets for a Guardians fan, then, man, I still think we've got it pretty good.
All right, John. It's been floated a Emmanuel Clase for Jarren Duran in parts deal. Would you make that trade if you were the Guardians?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, I would. I would do that because I think that as much as Emmanuel Classe is under team control, I for the next couple of years, I am not a purchaser of the thought that a closer is that dominant for that long. So Duran, to me, I believe that Cleveland needs to get a mix of positional players, certainly an outfielder who can hit. And Jalen Duran showed me enough that he can do that. And the Guardians have been so starved to find somebody that has a little bit of pop, that has an OPS that's above 750, that's not Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan. And you did say and parts. And so if they did that, would there be vitriol? Would there be people angry? Yeah, there would be. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint of number one. I think the Guardians have done a very good job of building their bullpens through the years, and they would be able to find a formidable enough option at closer, if not immediately, then down the road, meaning for next season. And I think this team, for so long, has had a crisis of not being able to identify three consistent enough outfielders on their baseball team who can go up to the plate and hit. And I know that Duran would solve at least one of those issues. So the answer is I would do it. It might not be popular, but I think it would be the right move for where this team is, because closers can be tricky, Nick and JP. And I don't think this Cleveland team is going deep into the playoffs. And if they made the playoffs, they'd probably be stuck in that third wild card. They're not dead. They're still hanging around. There's still reason to monitor this baseball team in a weaker American League. But I don't think for them, their needs of offense are so much greater than their needs of pitching. And I don't want to diminish him, but the closer goes in the ninth inning. And I think we've shown a history of being able to have that spot be solid enough, whereas that offense has just hurt way too much over the years, particularly at outfield spots.
All right, John, we got to run, buddy, but appreciate you. Great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you.
John Fanta, College Basketball on Fox, Cleveland's own on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say and just the obvious sleeping on Mason Graham that's going on in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. To a conversation we had about Cam Ward yesterday, the number one pick, and the idea that he's the most slept on number one pick quarterback ever.
Yeah.
There's zero talk about it, zero hype about him going into his rookie year. We talked off air, and the reality is you can then transfer that same conversation and put it to Mason Graham, who you could argue is one of the least talked about Browns first round picks in NFL history.
So I was thinking about it, and I was trying to come up with, and so in us discussing it and going through it, I wondered if Denzel Ward is in that same stratosphere only because that was the Baker draft. So you see the difference there, though. Because we took quarterback with Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward just kind of got slept on at number four overall. But every other pick you've had in the top five since 1999, it's been a lot of excitement. It's been a lot of hyping up that player. It's been a lot of talking about that player. And I don't know. Why is it Mason Graham just doesn't get those same conversations, those same discussions? Really? I mean, it's not even like we put any expectations at Mason Graham's feet as of right now.
I'm going to say this as somebody who, this is not how I think, but I think it's how most people perceive it. He was the least exciting part of the trade down. Travis Hunter is, as some people think, a generational prospect. I think that's hype, but he was one of the most hyped up prospects in this class and of the last 5 years that wasn't just a quarterback. And then the second most, the most exciting part about this from the Browns was the number one pick. It was the future first that you can then use to get your quarterback. That's not how I feel about it. I look at this kid, I'm like, some of y'all weren't watching Michigan because that kid was the best player on the field and absolutely took over games in a system, by the way, where his job was, hey, we're going to need to eat up space here.
I also think as of right now, there's just the assumption that he's going to do the job.
You know, that's interesting. Like,
I don't know about, obviously I know there's you're a big Mason Graham guy. It doesn't feel that way to me at all. And maybe we should be living in a world where we protect ourselves a little bit better than this. But I can't find anybody that's come up with a scenario that Mason Graham just busts out and it doesn't work out the way that everyone anticipates.
Yeah, I will say, to that matter, I think it's really interesting every time we talk with somebody, you can't ignore the fact that he is switching systems, going from the Michigan defensive set, which is for defensive linemen, especially defensive tackles. It was more about hold space. It was almost, not a one-for-one. It was more like being like a five technique in a 3-4, which was like, if you can get to the quarterback, great. You have to eat up space. You have to eat up your zone, right? Same thing with Ohio State defensive linemen. He is going into a situation that is much more see ball, get ball. You would think that is advantageous for a young defensive lineman, but there should be a kernel of doubt that he is switching systems and doing something that he never did in college. Or sorry, he's being asked to do something he never did in college.
Well, yeah, and I think there will be some recognition on that. But like,
but every time we talked about it, it's been kind of poo-pooed. Like Nathan yesterday, when we talked about it, he was like, yeah, I mean, I think this is actually better for a defensive tackle. I would agree. There are guys who don't succeed in the wide nine, though.
Well, so let's get to the heart of this, though. Why is it that, like, when we go to training camp, you know, you'll be there on Friday, I'll be off this Friday, but when I'm there next week, I imagine I'll see a lot of Shador jerseys. I'll probably see a lot, I don't know about Judkins jerseys at this point, maybe that's shelved for right now. Probably see a couple Fannin jerseys, though. Do I see as many Harold Fannin?
Not John Fanta, okay, sorry.
Do I see as many Fannin jerseys as I see Mason Graham jerseys?
I don't know.
I'm not expecting to see a lot is the point.
It's also, how many times do we, defensive tackle speaking, do you get that jersey out there until that first 10-sack season?
No, it's really hard. Like, I mean, Aaron Donald was great right away. I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked at it, but like when he was taken, how many LA Rams fans had Aaron Donald jerseys at that point? Yeah. And maybe that's what this conversation just boils down to, is that it's a product of the position more than it is anything. It's a hard sell to get somebody that's not even the best player on the defensive line. It won't even be close to being the best player on the defensive line because you have Myles Garrett there. How do you sell that? But like it's interesting because number five overall, you're supposed to have a lot of expectations.
I also think there was a class of folks who put number of sacks in his college career and just immediately sailed on him. Like they think he's a run stuffing tackle. And it's like, that's not what, if you watch the tape, man, like that's not who, he's so much more than just, yes, he ate space, but watch how he moved offensive linemen around, watch his motor. Like, I really think the only thing that can sink this kid as a top five pick is health. Because I think he's athletic enough to do it. I think he has a motor that, honestly, I think Browns fans are going to love. And whether he's a 6-sack-a-year guy or a 10-sack-a-year guy, I think he's in the perfect system to maybe even outproduce the expectations for him somewhere 6 to 8 sacks.
It was unfortunate. Everyone that we talked to mentioned how like good he looked at the OTAs and training camp. But the highlight of OTAs and training camp, because a lot of Browns fans weren't able to be in attendance there, was what? It was him throwing up. Was him puking his lunch all out and Stefanski being like, yeah, that was had too many chicken wings. Like it's like maybe we have more of the moments that a lot of people told us he had coming up in the next couple weeks where it just seems like he's moving people around and is massive and is doing his job.
There's one more way, one more reason why Mason Graham is the least talked about top five pick in Browns history. If you watch him play, he plays, it's very sexy. It's great trench warfare, right? He is an elite player. However, you've heard his interview. You've heard his interviews.
Yeah, that was with us.
He is all about ball and hanging out with his girlfriend. Like, he is, like, it, honestly, even guys will say, like, in practice, it doesn't come across. It's not till that game flips on that all of a sudden. So he's just like, whereas Travis Hunter is like the epitome of, he makes sexy plays, he's got an engaging personality, all that. Mason's kind of the opposite. He's just a really consistent, great football player that beyond that, well, yeah, there's no more there.
Like Myles Garrett, for instance, takes off his shirt and people are like, look at the Under Armour model. The mannequin just walked in. Whereas when Mason Graham takes off his shirt, people make like the same comments that radio host in Kansas City made about Patrick Mahomes.
Same,
it's
Mason. Just,
it's not pretty. It's just not pretty.
Right here, buddy. I'm right there with you. Is Mason Graham the least talked about top five pick in Browns history, and why? And the number has been set for Myles Garrett. No, not that. That number was already set. Not 41. We'll get to then. Not 40. We'll get to that number in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Myles Garrett's over-under for his sack total this year is set at 12.5.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about most of my brain is being occupied somewhere else. Now.
Okay, let's start it off with Myles then, because I think it's comically low. And I can't figure out how do they end up on 12.5? If for the past 4 years he's gotten at least 14, why do they think there's going to be a down year in the sack production category for Myles when you add Mason Graham to the defensive line?
That might be it. Maybe they think he's not going to have as many opportunities. The old Jadeveon Clowney, he won't get as many looks at it. That actually like a hypothetical thing. If they think the rest of the defensive line is good, that they could take 1 to 2 to 3 sacks away from him.
Myles, so you got 16 with Jadeveon Clowney. When Clowney had the year where he had 9, he got close to double digits himself. But like enough people are going to be able to feast here.
I don't know about that. Well, I mean, they are going to be on the field a lot. So they got that going.
I mean, I would think it would help limit in many ways. Like, what's the big thing with Myles always? It's the idea that he gets double teamed more than any other pass rusher in the game. Double teamed twice as much as TJ Watt has been in his career. Can you double team him every single play if Mason Graham is eating?
Mm.
I mean, maybe you do, but the way I see it is like he's only going to have more opportunities.
I don't think it's comically low. I mean, I think Myles has been on the, I mean, since 2021, 16, 16, 14, 14, and there were a couple of years where he didn't even play a full 17 games. I mean, he's pretty locked in. If he plays the full season, he's getting to, you know, what's it? Every time he's actually played 15 or more games,
yeah,
he's gotten to 13.5 sacks or more.
Correct.
I will say he's 29. I will say this is my fear with paying Myles was always, all right, he's got a lot of health issues that continue to prop up, and he'll let you know about every single one of them. There is a part of me that's like, man, if you get 12 sacks this year, we're going to be looking at that contract like it's a real concern going into, what is it, not even year one of the new contract a year from now?
I guess the question would be, how hungry do you think Myles Garrett is then? So like one thing that always stayed with me was last year when Aditi on the broadcast mentioned how Myles was trying to show leadership. Like he was trying, he was playing through these injuries, but he was trying to showcase to everybody else, like, this is how you do it. I'm going to start to lead. And a lot of that is because he wanted to be paid a lot of money, and so he thought this was the way of doing it. Well, he's gotten paid a lot of money. Does he continue to showcase the leadership that he tried to last year? Or does he say, I'm not putting my body on the line anymore, and I'm just, if I got a nick, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Oh, no. I mean, I think if you play with minor injuries, especially as a football player, feet injuries, I mean, there's some, I mean, you listen, you can lose speed, but as long as you have power, you've got a chance as a great edge rusher in the NFL. The problem is, if your feet continue to hurt you, it can rob you of either one or both.
I mean, I just wonder. I wonder how desperate he's going to be to try to showcase that leadership that he talked about last year and playing through things. I think he will, because I think he's playing for the Hall of Fame still.
Yeah, I mean, I
think he's playing for a lot of individual stuff that's going to matter and take over conversations.
I don't disagree. My bigger question is just injuries. And like, if it's not injury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And he gets 12 sacks. It'll be a you'll be like, what? What happened with Miles? Because Miles, so much of what makes Miles worth $40 million a year is anywhere from 14 to 16 sacks a year.
Right. Well, and the quarterback hurries, too, and the quarterback hits. Yeah. I mean, it's like he's always in the top echelon of that category. And it's like, I mean, it's just everything he does is always, he's always at a premier level. 12 is not a premier level.
But would you be disappointed?
Yes, very much so.
And well, so the reason why I think it's so interesting is, we just have not had another player like Miles in terms of his elite pass rushing. I mean, since going back to like Michael Dean Perry, since going back to like the elite defensive lineman you had going all the way back to like the 60s teams. There was a time where if like when Cam Wembley got, I think it was 10 sacks as a rookie, you thought, we finally got one. I've had to watch Terrell Suggs and James Harrison and Joey Porter and all these Hall of Fame type edge rushers come in and open up a can of whoop ass. We were getting, you know, like your tops would be 8 or 9. I remember when Mark Word had like 7 sacks, and I was like, and this was before they really started to stink. It was like, all right, we got an edge rusher we can build on. We never heard from him again. We did have the Mark Word. There was a McDonald's meal with him in it. I remember it was like, I think it's something with a Whopper, and I was like, he's good enough for a McDonald's meal.
Every city have like one of those? Hey, like in Chicago growing up, it was Bill Wennington had like the McDonald's meal.
And
it
no,
was
that's
like,
just ironic.
And
funny.
That's what it was. It was like, it was Bill Wennington. And it was,
like Bill Wennington is in Chicago.
And when you ordered, you had to call it a Beef Wennington too. That was the whole idea on it as well.
It's like it was just a play on Beef Wellington?
That's what it was, a Beef Wennington.
For like a D-minus player?
The backup to Luke Longley got the meal at McDonald's. Yes, that's right.
Well, okay, but Mark Word was actually good for that 1 year. No, I think Jameer Miller had it for 1 year too. But then I think it stopped after Mark Word. And then you're like, okay, that's not going to help anything. But I mean, it's so, on one hand, this speaks to the incredible privilege of having a player like Miles, where you're right, I think I'm right, if he has anything less than 13 or 14 sacks this year, and it's not directly tied to he played 12 games, it's going to be a disappointment. But I think this is just a great exercise of like, yeah, this is also where we are after the contract debacle. Because here's the thing. It's quiet now, right? I think most fans have moved on. I do think the truism that Once the contract is over, you move on, it's done, until that player struggles. So like this, it's all quiet in Pittsburgh now with TJ Watt. Until he's the third best edge rusher on that team this year and has 8 sacks. Then all of a sudden, you're going to hear a lot of people talk about $41 million a year, but the whole process this offseason.
So I do think something that Browns fans will probably keep an eye on, though, is so like last year, for instance, if you take the Chargers game out of the equation, I think he had 4 sacks in that game, but what I remember the most about that game was he had 3 sacks in 4 plays. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, and by the way, it was a drive that the Chargers still ended up scoring points on, where he just obliterated them in a three sack four play stretch. But in the fourth play, they still ended up managing to convert the first down, and it was what it was. But the point is that like, does he get he's got a game a year where he just ends up massive? A couple years ago, it was that Bears game where he ended up with like 5 or 5.5 sacks in one game. Like, there's a game a year that he just absolutely dominates and gets the high sack totals. And so I wonder if he has a season where that just goes away. Maybe instead of having 14 sacks, maybe he does finish with like 10 or 11. I just have a hard time thinking that that's going to happen this following year.
I think, listen, he's been so good. And he's also, I mean, healthy is relative because, again, he's had the feet injury, which scared the you-know-what out of me. He's 29. And I'm not saying it's going to happen this year. I'm not going to say it's going to happen next year. You know, he could end up, I mean, Reggie White tore his hamstring and was still a hell of a football player. And Reggie, by the way, was a 15, 16 sack a year guy until like that last year in Carolina. So maybe it never really happens for Miles.
Like the way Tom Brady set the market for quarterbacks at 45, and then you just don't have quarterbacks over 40 playing at that level. Miles Garrett, the way he takes the care of his body and the way that he is able to just, I mean, he treats it like it's like the business that it is. It wouldn't surprise me if he takes that further in age than not only most, but really anybody we've ever seen before.
But you look at it, Miles, and so if we go to the unofficial leaders, which I think we should because it includes guys like Deacon Jones who were incredible, but Miles on the unofficial leader list is 58. And if you look at it, there are a lot of levels to all-time sacks in your career. Like once you hit the 100 barrier, that's like the top 60 guys in NFL history. Mm-hmm. And then you go to like, 120 or above, and that cuts off like 30 of them. And then you go to 140 or above, and that's like 7 or 8 guys. That's 10 guys.
I know, and it's hard because then this will be hard like 20 years from now telling the story of Miles Garrett and being like, yeah, but he didn't actually get a bunch of sacks relative to some of his peers. Like TJ Watt's got more sacks than Miles Garrett does in his career. It's a line that every Steelers fan under the sun throws at you. But it's like, how do I know that he's more dominant than TJ Watt is? It's because he gets double teamed every single play. It's because his actual QB hurries and QB hit numbers are better than we've ever seen in NFL history.
Because he didn't hide on the right side.
He didn't hide on the right side. Exactly that. Like TJ Watt, line up over the right tackle every single time and see what Miles Garrett would have done. Like, so there's so many reasons we can attach to, and I feel like it's hard because with Miles, just the sack number doesn't tell the whole story, but I want to recognize the idea that like at some point sacks do have to matter in the conversation as well.
But this is where I think ultimately, if we talk about the 20 years from now conversation, this is where I think Miles will just put TJ to shame. And this is why I'm pretty confident in this. TJ's 2 years older. They've been in the NFL the same time. If TJ's got 2 years left, if both crap out at 33, meaning they stop being double-digit guys every year at 33, well, TJ's got 2 more years, year and a half left. Miles has got 4. And that is a significant difference because he will then not just pass him. Because he's only like 6 sacks behind TJ. Steelers fans act like it's a billion. He's like 6 sacks behind him. And I don't see TJ Watt being Clay Matthews, our Clay Matthews, not Clay Matthews III. I don't see him play until he's 40. I see TJ already starting to watch the wheels come off. He's not as fresh as he was a couple years ago. Maybe I'm just thinking too much the last games. I think Miles is going to blow past him, and it's not going to be a conversation in the future. But we are in the danger zone now where a lot of guys who get to 100 sacks, this is where the wheels start to come off. And if Miles had a 12-sack season this year, you not only would you be like, well, that's not $40 million worth, you'd start asking yourself that question too. Same way, by the way, is what Pittsburgh will be doing with TJ Watt.
Yeah, and it's on the table for TJ, by the way.
Would 12 sacks be a disappointment for Miles this season, the lead, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.